Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, NASCAR, sports, running, or whatever report comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Recording this, which has been a overcast day here in Kansas City. We're coming to you on this Wednesday, April 2nd. Yes, it is April. I repeat, it is April. April 2nd, 2025, the second episode of the week here on this podcast. Of course, Tuesday recorded just a solely NASCAR episode. So this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time before changing it back to the original EG3 podcast. Sports, NASCAR, all things sports, running. Well, I didn't talk about running then. I can hammer right now for this podcast. But I got a little rant I got to get off my chest here before I get to myself. Obviously, it is marathon month. Thank you for joining me here on this Friday night. This will go out Friday night. So I did not post anything on the feed last week. So you're getting two episodes this week. So I posted the NASCAR recap from Martinsville. That's already up right now on the EG3 feed there as well. So go check that out if you're a NASCAR fan there. And of course you're trying to keep up with me on the training side. Well, you're come up with me. Right, you're catching up with me right now. Marathon month. Can you believe it, folks? Obviously, Boston's going to be before Garmin Olathe, right? But a huge month of running there, obviously. So, got those going on. Obviously, there's other races going on. The 39.3 Heartland Half Series, or whatever you want to call it, is started last week with the toughest course, probably in all Canada. There's a lot of hard courses, but probably the hardest course in all KC. Liberty Half Marathon went down last week. And I got to tell you, the bipolar weather continues here in the metro area. But we're diving right on in. We're not messing around here on this Friday night edition of the podcast here. And this is going off the book. You're talking about the Braves for a few minutes here. As I'm sitting here right now recording this podcast, Braves have not won a game yet. 0-6. Oh, man. The struggle of Atlanta fan continues. Why put myself through the stringer? Look, I'm not letting this losing streak stress me out and everything and stuff like that. But this is a laughing point. This is laughable up until this point, right? What's the point? What's the freaking point of hiring a hitting coach? You guys can't still hit. I don't understand. Hired a new hitting coach in, pardon the pun, but this is not a pun, but Tim Hires, our new hitting coach. I'll ask Kevin Seisser at this point. This team still does not have the juice. All the big names on here, on this team, the Matt Olsons, the Marcell Ozunas, the Ozzie Albies, and of course, we don't have Ronald Acuña still yet. He's supposed to come back at some point. He can't come back soon enough. Spencer Strider, the original ace of the staff. No shot at Chris Sale. Chris Sale has been great. He's been great for us, but Spencer Strider, even Chris Sale said Spencer Strider is the ace of the staff. He is supposed to be making his return probably sooner than we all thought as well, but still, there's just no excuse. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ozuna, already mentioned him, right? I know I'm leaving out several others in the mix there, but the Michael Harris is the world. This team cannot hit with a damn. What's the point of hiring a stupid hitting coach? We can't hit the damn baseball. This is what it is. And the manager, bless my heart, came and spit out the manager's name. Brian Snicker, that our manager our manager of this team, or you want to, in college terms, head coach, you want to call it that. I am just baffled. It's laughable at this point. Can't win a damn baseball game. And it's gonna be a long season. And the more this keeps going, longer this keeps, we are one of the worst teams in baseball, if not the worst team in baseball. With all this damn talent, there's no excuse, really. No excuse. And Braves fans on X or Twitter, you want to call it that? It's a comedy show right now. Comedy show. I'm not a comedy show right now. The end of the world, baby. The end of the world is falling. The end of the world is falling. It's falling. It's falling. We can't get anything to go right. Yeah, we can't. And whatever happened in 2024 with his offense, it's carried on into this year. And we had to start out west against the San Diego Padres, which to me was the best team in the National League, in my opinion. And they coughed it up against the Dodgers last year. They coughed a 3-1 lead or something like that. Got swept by them. And then, getting manhandled by the LA Dodgers. So, this is not the start you wanted. And it could get worse. Time out. It's already worse. It's already worse. And I haven't, did I mention our newest speed of Padres? We had a new acquisition. Jurickson Profar. And sure enough, I get a notification. What was it? Monday? I got the news. Monday afternoon. It's been super busy at work this week, too. So I've been staying late and all that and whatnot. I got a notification saying he's going to be suspended for 80 games getting caught for using PEDs.
Oh man,
it just can't get any worse than that. Why? And if you knew, this is the problem that maybe I have to sit, I'm on this Evergrande right now. I might have to put the Falcons aside for next week's show, because this is just laughable. This is embarrassing and laughable. This is the EGD podcast. I'll get to me here in a few minutes. I am venting on this podcast. Braves suck ass. 0-6. This will come out Friday night, so we might still be over by the time this rolls out a podcast. But this is sucks. Sucks. You're supposed with all this talent now. Well, we'll go back to Profar for a second. If this front office knew what the hell is going on, why the hell you sign Profar? If you knew, if you damn right knew, you made all these damn moves. Okay, you got Alex Virgo from Boston. Like, huh? I'm like, why get him? We just got signed a dude to a 3-year deal for under $100 million. I don't know, Alex Anthopoulos, you struck out big this year, you didn't do jack nothing. Wanted to say the other word, might have to, but you didn't do jack nothing in this offseason, signing your ass, didn't do a damn thing, and on top of that, Ronaldo Lopez, if we had a healthy rotation of Strider, Sale, Ronaldo Lopez would be number 3 in that rotation. He's out with shoulder inflammation. Good God. Oh, man. Gotta love it when what is the original line? It can't get any worse. Well, it's already worse. It's already worse. It's probably going to get even worser. If that is a word. So it just baffles me to the point that you sat on your ass, didn't do anything, and now the fear just happened. Pitcher, we're in a free agent deal or something with a couple pitchers, didn't get that, sat on his butt, and yeah, Alex Anthopoulos, and those that don't know who I'm talking about, he is our general manager for the Atlanta Braves, and he ain't doing nothing in this offseason. But sat on your butt and let everybody else make moves. You didn't do anything but hire Tim Hires, and Tim Hires ain't doing nothing either. I would have kept Kevin Seisler. If you're going to go through this trouble, not hitting, you got all this talent, young talent, or this core that's been together with Seeds forever. now, and it, somebody's got to do something. Either a shakeup in the lineup, or somebody's got to have to blow this thing up or something. And yeah, I just said blow it up, or that or that. I'm having even trouble figuring it out. Why are we a bad team? We one of the worst teams in baseball. I don't sugarcoat things on any podcast. I'm going to say what it is. You know, K-State was basketball coming off of a Sweet 16 run, right? We're disappointed because they were preseason number one to win the Big 12 Conference. They didn't do it, right? K-State football was one of the contender teams, was preseason picked second. This is going back to last fall to be in the conversation to go to Arlington for the Big 12 Championship. They ain't make it. So what? It's disappointing. You can't say, oh, it's all right. It's okay. You know, we're going to pat you on the back and all that stuff. Oh, it's all right. It's going to be okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. People know me. If you don't perform to the level that you expect to, it's going to be disappointing. There's just no question. There's just no way around it. You do all this work. That's like studying for a test. I did not expect to be talking about studying for a test on this episode. But here we are. Here we are almost halfway through the episode. I am venting about the Braves in the first half of this podcast because the Braves right now stink. Is it what it is? Stink. You ain't won a ball game. You can't hit. Where the damn? You hired a hitting coach so you can be consistent at the plate. You can't. You're still seeing ugly ass at bat. Yeah, you're probably the only thing that's a little different is putting pitchers in deep counts, but still, you can't hit with runners in scoring position. That's your problem. Last year, this pitching staff pieced together, led by Chris Sale, led by Ronaldo Lopez, somehow won some 80-plus games and made the playoffs, if you want to call it that, and got our ass handed to us against the San Diego Padres. In that, what do you want to call what is the NBA's version of the postseason? I can't think of it right now. I'm so hot right now. I'm so heated right now. I don't know. The play-in tournament. Yeah, the play-in tournament. If you want to call it the baseball's version of it, play-in tournament. I don't call it a playoffs. We didn't make it's frustrating. It's frustrating the fact that you have this talent and you're 0-6. 0-6. Everybody's going to take the blame for it. Everybody's going to take the blame for what it is. And the way it keeps going right now, we definitely not going to make no playoffs. It's a long season. You don't have to tell me that. It's a long season, but longer this keeps going, because you're going to win games and you're going to get in these losing streaks. And, oh, yeah, the Atlanta Braves, oh, damn. They're in one right now. And longer this keeps going, This is bad. And the Atlanta Braves fan base, which is a big-ass fan base, not just in Atlanta, but all across the United States, we got a huge passion out here. And I'm pretty sure everybody's wondering what the hell is going on with this team. It's just no momentum offensively. And the pitching is doing what it can, but the offense ain't doing diddly squat right now. It is frustrating. Frustrating, and I can't fix it. Nobody can. Nobody Braves can. Braves country can. Y'all probably laughing at me on that. You guys go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Laugh. You know, y'all Royals fans. You know, go ahead. Laugh. It's Royals trying right now. We worst team in baseball, or one of the worst teams in baseball, because we can't hit. And when the pitch is good, we can't score runs. So when you score runs, you win baseball games and pitch good. When you don't score runs and pitch bad, you lose ball games. So this is what it is right now. And I don't know when it's going, this nightmare of a start, the 2025 is going to end. So yeah, it just, Alston Thoppolis is going to take a lot of heat. It should take a lot of heat. Yeah, he was the general manager of the year a couple years ago, but you get a fat F for free agency moves in the offseason. This is the EG3 Yeah, I better get off of that. EG3 Pac-Butt Podcast. Eddie, I've been sitting on that one. I've been waiting, sitting on that. So there you go. And by the way, speaking of the Royals, I did part of the No Joe Ramblers rambling group, running group, one of the running groups I'm part of here in Kansas City. Went to the Royals game against the Guardians. That was game two last weekend. It's part of a hangout with them at Kauffman. Some people did a double, which both teams won. The current soccer team here in Kansas City won 3-0, something like that. So it was a good day, at least for you guys. At least for Kansas City sports right now. But they just got y'all just got shut out by a no name. So there's that as well. As y'all take it. Somebody took a shot at me during. Yeah, I'm gonna go there. Yeah, somebody took a shot at me randomly on Monday. I'm not gonna put you on blast, but you know who you are. So out of nowhere, like, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about Falcons right now. This is not football right now. What? Why are you bringing Falcons into the mix? I don't know. That irritated me there too. So yeah. So I'm fired up. I'm fired up this month, baby. Marathon month, baby. Let's go, baby. Yeah. So it just to me. That irritated me there. I'm like, why are you bringing Atlanta Falcons to? I'm minding my own business. I don't know. Whatever. But anyways, off of Atlanta sports, marathon month, man. Finally, it's here. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter, third host of this podcast. We are off to a fired up start in April already. Again, I posted an episode already on the NASCAR front. Did it just solely about NASCAR. Denny Hamlin, winning absolutely putting the ass whooping in Martinsville. Go check that out. If you're a big NASCAR fan or you're interested in hearing what happened last weekend, go check that out there. Oh, there are a lot of things went down outside of that with the Xfinity Series. So, again, check that out there. We're moving right through this episode. So, yes, I have been training for the Garmin Olathe Marathon which is going down in several weeks. Cannot believe it. Yeah, it's finally here. I am in the middle of peak week. So last week, I hit 92 miles for the second time ever in this running, if you want to call it career, for the second time ever, 92. If you hear sirens, I can't control that. So I'm sorry about that. Outside the EG3 confines. Yeah, we'll go over that. But anyways, 92 miles, almost 92 and a half. The most I ran was 90 ever. So the second time in this running space, hit 92. I'm trying to hit one of my goals going into the year that I set for myself. That's the big 100. And I know, I even mentioned that a couple of my friends ran the Spirit Trail Races out in Ottawa, Kansas a couple weeks ago. Because I was going to come on here last week and talk about that. I did not, so I briefly want to mention that here on this episode here. Yeah, so I'm trying to hit one of my goals that I set for myself this year. Which is go 100 miles in a week. So right now, I'm recording this on my off day, on my rest day. So on pace to do that. So I'm going to have to do some serious, I'm already going to have to do some serious running. Thursday, again, we're looking up some serious mileage. So if I hit what I'm supposed to hit tomorrow, we're going to be, tomorrow morning and Friday morning is going to be the key. Because if I don't hit what I'm supposed to hit mileage-wise, then I'm going to have to hit at least do 3 or 4 miles off to the side somewhere. Don't want to really do that. So knowing me, I want to get it in. Because, hey, this is peak week. Miles, I want to hit that 100. So, let's see if that happens. Look, I'm fired up just to get there. That's been a goal of mine, really, for the last 2 years. I've been consistently, right, hitting between 80 and 86 miles. So, hell yeah. So, 92, he's seen that. Yep, that was big there. Now we're going for the big triple here before I have to shut it down. Well, not necessarily shut down, but hit that taper phase up to the Garmin Olathe marathon there. And of course, next week, finally, the what is it? The leash has come off, baby. We racing next week, man. We racing next week in the Lake of the Ozarks again for the Bridge and Dam races. I just can't wait to unleash. Because if you're hearing this now, venting, I'm ready to unleash. Period. I'm just unleash. Period. Because yeah, I'm super motivated. Irritated and motivated. And motivated. That's a dangerous combination. That's a dangerous combination there, as well. Yeah, I've been sitting on a lot of stuff, and some of it I'm gonna keep off the podcast. So the Braves ate one of them. Y'all, I'm gonna put y'all on blast because this is just bad baseball right now. And yeah, that you have the marathon going on. I know Boston's around the corner as well. A lot of people. My dear friends just finished up their last long run recently as well. Getting ready for that. I have mine 22 miler going down on Sunday. And luckily, looking at this stupid weather, yeah, it's supposed to be, looks like it's supposed to be sunny and overcast again. This bipolar weather, can't get rid of it. But again, you can't control it. It's again, I've said this, I feel like I said this every week on this podcast. The weather, you mean. Whether you're training for getting ready for that gear up for Boston or continuing the Heartland 39 half series, Rock the Parkways next week, the second half of that, and of course the third part of that is the Garmin half, which I'm going to do the full marathon. So that will conclude the 39.3 Heartland half series. We're going to roll the punches here on this podcast there as well. So, but yeah, look, the weather, I was hoping to be hot last week at 4:04. Obviously, was not happy about it. And look, I'm right there with some of y'all. The weather, yeah, it was gloomy and all that, windy, rainy and all that stuff. Like, I'm not getting out here to do this. This is dumb. why did I decide to jump back into the marathon after what happened in Chicago last fall? Why did I jump in here? Back in this, why did I jump back into the heat of this thing? Why did I do it? I don't know, but the other half of me said, hey, let's go out here, knock this out. You've been doing well in the long runs, in this cycle, really doing well in this, practicing, doing what you're supposed to do, actually, for a change, practice, right? Hey, practice makes perfect, or close to it anyways. It don't make perfect all the time, especially in the marathon space. We all know this. Look, the weather says one thing, but you wake up in the morning, oh, damn. I gotta run in this crap, whether you don't like the heat, where you don't like the cold, where you don't like the sub 2 degrees, whatever, you have to run in the caves. All this hard work, leading up right to race day, all of it. Making sacrifices, but doing all the stuff, right, to put yourself in a position to execute. That to me is the big thing with me. I think execution, if I execute what I'm supposed to, whether it's hot, cold, whatever it is, I feel like now, in the last, handful of years now, I don't know the exact number. I've been living in the Midwest, combining Manhattan and Kansas City. I don't know that. I know it's a damn long time for that. But if I put myself, work my ass off, and I'm probably speaking for everybody at this point, working my ass off, all right, put yourself in this position, do the best you can, even when you don't want to do it. Like, I didn't want to do this damn 20-miler because of the stupid weather, wants to be cold and all that sort of stuff, right? Put myself in this position. I am begging on this paying off on race day. That is what you're doing. So instead of putting off to the side, I'm just gonna do my own thing. When I just do the workout, do the miles that you're supposed to be doing, and then some, right? For me personally, that's what it's been about. Doing what you're supposed to be doing. And not doing your own thing. And then, so just being, having a big chip on my shoulder this training cycle, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there are a lot of factors, and I'm gonna hold that off to the side right now until Garmin is in the books. I'm gonna hold out to the side right now. I do not want to put, just for me personally, I don't want to put anything else out there. I want to keep that, those motivational pieces to myself to right now. So, and maybe you probably hinted that, I already probably hinted at one of the, gave you one of those factors why I got jumped right back into training for a marathon. Actually putting them focusing on this one big race instead of, and look, shout out to everybody who jumps in every week and runs races every week. That's what I was doing not last year, but not as much as the year before prior. And I still look back at that and say, damn. And I was going, again, I was in a different phase 2 years ago. Jumping in races. I still don't know how in the world, as fast as I am, I still don't know how I did that, all that. Including this challenge, this Heartland 39. Sorry, I don't know why I had to look at what I'm wearing right currently. I said, wrap this podcast up, the 39.3 Challenge Half Marathon. They have two of these. They have this series going on, and then they have the fall put on by the Kansas City Running Company. Shout out to you guys. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and throw in KCRC 2.0. Shout out to you guys. The 39.3 Heartland Half Series. We're going to roll with that because that's what it's called. So for those that are wondering, what the hell is that? The challenge is 3 half marathons in a span of 5 weeks. Right? So those who competed against Liberty, or, it was literally against Liberty, the Liberty Hills. Because, of course, it's all about hills. Because it's one after another. One after another. One after another. All these hills. And, yes, I did do the challenge 2 years ago. And completed it. And finished third in the age group. Finished third overall age group. Right? So, the hills, right? Literally, hill after hill. So, and speaking of weather, a lot of folks saying, and yes, Saturday was hot. Last Saturday was hot. And then the Sunday, me and a small group, we seem to be training together for this thing, for this Garmin Olathe. We're going to be ready to rock and roll, baby. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll here in a couple of weeks. I'm just ready to run it right now. If I'm totally honest, right now. But we're getting there. We're getting there quickly, folks. And that's obviously before Boston, which we'll talk about next week. Yeah, I had to put it. We'll have to put the Falcons of Boston on next week's show because I went on an epic rant with this Braves stuff because Braves, they suck right now. It is what it is. It's right. It's proof's in the pudding, as they call it, right? Liberty was hot Saturday. And then our long run on Sunday was cold. Yeah, bipolar stuff continues in here. It caused. And then, of course, next week, you're truly in the KCRC 2.0. We're going to be out in the Lake of the Ozarks while a lot of you guys will be here running Rock the Parkway. And sadly to miss it this year because I decided to make a decision to hang out with the crew again at the Ozarks. So we're going to be doing the Bridge and Dam again. And yours truly will be trying to run it back. / using that as a training run. So that's going to be the second speed workout, because I've been having 2 speed workouts a week, so that's going to be the second speed workout, and that's where probably going to be, I'm going to try to execute that as a cut down session on those steep ass hills. so I know it's coming, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to all of it. So that's that. So yeah, Rock the Parkway here in Kansas City, Missouri next week, whilst a few of us going out there to the Lake of the Ozarks with the Bitchin' Dam. A lot of the folks, peeps, are doing the half. Me and I think another person is doing a 10K. So, originally, this was supposed to be a half marathon build. It's not. Obviously. Don't know that by now. I know what y'all doing. This is the EGD Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here. About to wrap this up here on this Wednesday. I was recording this on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. this will come back out on its Friday recording, Friday EG3 day. So Friday night, look out for it wherever you listen to the podcast. So yeah, that, and then the final leg of the challenge is the Garmin Olathe half, Garmin Oz races, 10K half full. And obviously, if you do not know by now, you're new to this podcast, you do not know by now, EG3, aka Fast Eddie, is running the marathon. So that is what is at stake. That is what is on the books there. Two races this month for Eddie Greer, the third. Yeah, I put myself in third person. So there's that. So we're going to put a pin on this right now before we get any more deep in the weeds here on this show. But just a fired up show. Electrifying show. I can't wait to race. Fast Eddie can't wait to race this month. Everything going down here in the month of April. And of course, the Super Bowl of running Boston. We'll talk about that on next week's show as well. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. Again, we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon. We're on Deezer. Yeah, I said that. We're on a lot of platforms. So make sure you go hit that subscribe button. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode weekly. Y'all will be notified about that. And the second thing, if you know the host of the show, EG3, make sure you tell one person about the EG3 podcast. Again, we posted an episode earlier this week on NASCAR. Denny Hamlin, dominating Martinsville. Go check that out before you check out this one. A big podcast, folks. So again, make sure you tell a friend about the podcast as well. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Thank you again for this ranting edition of the podcast. Again, talk break. I know it's not the Royal. I did talk about a little bit of, I did put the Royals in here a little bit, but I know a lot of y'all not Braves fans, but I know y'all laughing at me about my Braves right now. Ofer, and are probably going to be winless when this podcast comes out because it don't look good right now. As we're probably going to get swept out of LA as well. So there's that. So lack of confidence there, and finally, it is marathon month, baby. Let's go! Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the original EG3 podcast. Again, thank you so much for running with me, literally, on this episode of this podcast. We have made it to marathon month. Let's get through this peak week. Let's get that triple-digit number. One of my goals for 2025. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. So we out of here. Thank you so much. Again, two episodes this week. EG3, we out.